ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நம. விவேக சூடாமணி, ஸ்லோகா 427. பிரம்மாத்மனோஷோதிதயோ ஏகபாவாவகாஹினீ நிர்விகல்பாசின்மாத்ரா வ்ருத்தி ப்ரக்யேதி கத்யதே சுஸ்திதாஸௌ பவேத்யஸ்ய ஸ்தித ப்ரக்ஞஸ்ய உச்யதே. ஸோ சங்கராச்சாரியா, ஹீ இஸ் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் ட்ரைங் டு டிஃபைன் தி டேர்ம் ஸ்தித ப்ரக்ஞா ஆர் ஸ்திர ப்ரக்ஞா, போத் ஆர் சேம். He divides this compound word, Chitta Prajna, into two. One is Prajna and the other term is Sthira. So it's a compound word of these two individual words. First he defines Prajna. Prajna is knowledge, knowledge or wisdom. So we don't use the word, you know, experience. Only for the phalam for knowledge, we use the word experience. Which is Shantihi, which is Triptihi, all those things are Jnana Phala as experience, whereas Jnanam is knowledge. So what is Prajna? Vrittihi Prajna iti Kathyate. Any knowledge, including self-knowledge, is in the form of a Vritti. Vritti means a thought. It's a thought modification. For example, when I know a pot, in my mind, there is Ghata Akara Vrittihi, which is called the Antakarana Parinamaha, Antakarana Parinamaha, relevant modification that should take place in the mind, Antakarana, the mind. So if you learn things, for example, in the class, what is happening is, as even I am talking, the word enters into your mind as what? As Shabda Pramana, which brings a relevant modification, where not in the Atma, we can never produce modification in the Atma. Why? Atma is Nirvikaraha. All this we know. Therefore, the words have to produce a modification in the mind. In Sanskrit, this is called Antakarana Parinamaha. Antakarana, mind Parinamaha, thought modification in your mind or in your buddhi. So whether you use Pratyaksha Pramana, or Anumana Pramana, or Upamana Pramana, or Shastra Pramana, any of them, it has to generate a relevant Chitta Parinama, which is called Vrittihi. And in the case of spiritual knowledge also, the Guru's words, they should produce a relevant Vritti in where? In the Buddhi. And that is why we say self-knowledge requires Buddhi. By transcending Buddhi, one cannot get any knowledge, including self-knowledge. That is why in the Upanishads, it is repeatedly said, Yeshonu Ratma Chetasa Veditavyaha Manasa Eva Idam Aptavyam Vrichyatetu Agreya Buddhyaya Sukshmaya Sukshma Darshibihi. Buddhi is required. And that also, what kind of Buddhi it is? Sadhana Chaturtaya Sampanna Buddhihi, a qualified Buddhi. And if that is there, then that Shabda, whatever words I utter, they will generate that Vritti, that thought pattern, thought modification. And in the case of Atma Jnanam, it is Anatmakara Vrittihi. In Anatma Jnanam, it is Anatmakara Vrittihi. And in the case of Atma Jnanam, it is Atmakara Vrittihi. Therefore he says, Vritti Prajnaha. And what type of Vritti it is? It is Chinmatra Vrittihi, a Vritti which is associated with, which is related to Atma. Chinmatra means pure Atma. Atmakara Vrittihi Tyattaha. And why Atmakara? Because here the knowledge is what? Atmajnanam. And not only it is Atmakara, relevant to Atma, of the nature of Atma, and it is also Nirvikalpaha. It is divisionless. Why divisionless? Because it is Atma is Nirvikalpaha. Atma is divisionless, so this also is divisionless. So Atmanaha nirvikalpatvat vrittehe api nirvikalpatvam. And what is this vritti related to? He is talked about actually in the first line. In the first line of the shloka, he talks about eka bhava avagahini. It is a vritti which grasps the oneness, eka bhavaha. Eka bhavaha means aikyam. Avagahini, grasping. Just as ghatakara vritti grasps the ghata. For example, a pot vritti. It grasps the pot through ghatajnana. So in English also, we use the term, are you able to grasp the idea, the grasping? It is not a physical grasping, it is intellectual grasping. So every vritti grasps an object in the form of knowledge. Similarly, this vritti, this thought modification, it grasps in the form of understanding, in the form of cognition, in the form of knowledge. It grasps. So avagahini means grasping. So literally, avagha means to fathom. In this context, for example, the depth of a ocean, fathom. So in this context, it is grasping the oneness. Oneness between what? Brahma Atmanoho. Between Jivatma and Paramatma. So, Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Prakashaka Vritti. A Vritti, a thought modification, which reveals the oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma. But Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam is possible only if a person removes what? The Upadhi or the reflecting medium. This we have seen many times. Right from Tattva Bodha. Because Paramatma has got macro reflecting medium called the macro upadhi or the samashti upadhi, the total upadhi. Upadhi means reflecting medium. And Jivatma has got vyashti upadhi, the individual. And if you look at from the angle of upadhi, from the medium, the aikyam will not be known at all. Because Jivatma and Paramatma have to be separated from their upadis, respective upadis. Then what is left behind will be Atma, that is Jivatma minus individual Shariram is equal to Atma. Jivatma minus the Anatma body Shariram, individual Shariram is equal to Atma. And Paramatma minus Samashti or total Shariram or the world is equal to Atma. So minus the Upadhi, both the adjectives are gone. Jiva and Parama, both are gone. Adjectives are gone. Therefore, Shodhitayoho, separated from the Upadhi, from the reflecting medium. So the oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma, which are separated from their respective reflecting media, the Upadhi, and this separating, that is called Bhagatyaga Lakshana. We have seen this also earlier, long before we have described this. So, Jagat Lakshana, Ajagat Lakshana, Bhagatyaga Lakshana, so many of them we have talked about. So here, Shodhitayoho, that means separated from the Upadhi by the method of what? This is Bhagatyaga Lakshana. That Aikyam, Avagahini, revealing vritti is called prajna. So far we have seen the term prajna. Therefore, wisdom is a vritti, so we call it vritti jnana. And whenever we talk about Brahma jnanam, we should remember it is called vritti, Brahma jnanam, vritti jnanam, a jnanam which involves vritti, a thought process. And therefore, a jnanam which involves mind also. Okay, this is prajna part. Then the second part of sthira prajna is what? Is sthira. Sthira, what is sthira then? He tells actually in the next line, asau susthita bhavet. This vritti is generated how? Only by Vedanta Vakya Shravanam. Mahavakya Shravanam. And what is the definition of Shravanam? This we have seen many times, a systematic, consistent study of the scriptures for a length of time under the guidance of a proper guru, that is called Shravana. All these conditions have to be met. A systematic, consistent study of the scriptures for a length of time under the guidance of a proper guru. So this Shravanam including the Mahavakya Shravanam, it generates the Vritti Parinama. That alone is called Jnanam. And once that Jnanam is generated, what is our next exercise? Susthira Bhavet. That knowledge must be allowed to remove the gloom from the mind. If the gloom still continues, one need not improve the knowledge, need not look for a new, you know, experience. No experience is needed at all. No improvement of knowledge also is needed. Only the removal of the twofold pratibandha by asking the question, O Buddhi, O intellect, why are you not convinced? Why don't you accept this knowledge? We have to ask the Buddhi. Let the intellect, let the Buddhi bring in its own rational obstacle. Every question that the intellect puts, I should be able to answer. That is the very uniqueness of Vedanta. Everything has to be answered. That is called removal. Nothing needs to be done to the knowledge. It can just be there. Only the cloth removal which is hiding it. So called manana. And even after removing the intellectual obstacles, as we said earlier, the habitual tendencies, all the viparita bhavana, they will not easily go away. And therefore, it requires a dedicated life of nididhyasanam. Most important, which we elaborately studied so far in various places. Which also does not improve the knowledge. Nididhyasanam is not improving the knowledge. Which also does not give you any new experience of Brahman. But what it does? It only removes our emotional weaknesses, all those erroneous zones. Swamiji quotes one wine dyer. He has written some books. One is called Your Erroneous Zones and another is called Sky is the Limit. So removal of erroneous zone is what? Is sadhana chaturtaya sampatti, whether that author knows this or not, we are trying to relate to that. So removal of erroneous zones is called sadhana chaturtaya sampatti to become eligible. And sky is the limit, that is purnatva praptihi. So once the second obstacle also is removed, the prajna seems to become bright. For example, the full moon seems to be less bright during the evening. But the very same full moon seems to get brighter and brighter as midnight comes. It is not the moon is getting brighter, but the obstacles in the form of sunlight is receding. Similarly, jnanam seems to get brighter and you will have more and more experience, not the experience of Brahman, but experience of jnana phalam. And what is jnana phalam? Again, we have told many times, it is shantihi, it is triptihi, aham purnosmi, iti jnanam, all that. A non-wanting mind, I have made my life, that purnatvam, that comes. Yasya asav, asav means prajna, so susthita bhavet, through mananam and nididhyasanam, that is understood, saha. So that person is sita prajnaha uchyate. That person is called Sita Prajnaha or Sthira Prajnaha. Sloka 428. Yasya Sthira Bhavet Prajnam Yasya Anando Nirantaraham Prapancho Visprita Prayaha Sajivan Mukta Ishyate. So in the following sloka, Shankaracharya says that a Sthira Prajna alone is called a Jivan Muktaha. So other than wisdom, nothing is required to enjoy freedom. Knowledge is power. So yasya prajna sthira bhavet. Suppose a person's wisdom has become a firm wisdom. Sthira prajna. That means without any obstacles, has been converted to conviction. Whatever knowledge he has gained, it has been converted to conviction. And remember, we need not convince anybody in the world at all. And it is not possible to convince everyone also. We should understand that fact. It is not possible to convince everyone also. You have to only convince one thing, namely your intellect. If at all one tries to convince others, it is because his or her knowledge is not doubt-free yet. If I am very clear, I don't care whether the other person accepts or not. And therefore, the one who has convinced his intellect. And therefore, yasya anandaha nirantaraha, who constantly enjoys ananda, who constantly enjoys purnatvam, which is what? Which is wisdom-based. And it is not setup-based. Setup-based, if the setup changes, it becomes upset, we have told earlier. So, this knowledge will be permanent because wisdom will never go away. Knowledge is knowledge, whatever be the external condition. 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, whatever be the external condition. Body is healthy, body is sick, does not matter. 2 plus 2 is equal to 4 only, always. Similarly, I am Brahman is ever true. This Purnatvam is wisdom based. Therefore, yasya anandaha nirantaraha. And suppose a person asks, okay, I may have wisdom based ananda, but I may also have health based dukkha. Ananda I am wisdom based, but I may have health based dukkha, or son or daughter-in-law based dukkha, all kinds of things. But the glory is, wisdom-based ananda is so big compared to other anatma-based dukkha that they all will become insignificant compared to this purnatvam. So they will be there, but they will be abhibhutam. We have already used this term earlier. Like the star in the sky during the bright day, the stars are still there, but we don't see them. Not because of the absence, but that power, their power is overpowered by the bright sunlight. Therefore, prarabdha janya dukkham will certainly come even for mahajnanis. One cannot avoid. Prarabdha will get crashed. But it will be like the stars in the presence of sunlight. The world may sympathize with him. But for him, for that jnani, it is insignificant. Therefore, yasyam anando nirantaraha. Prapancho vismrita prayaha. And the world, prapancha, is as good as forgotten. Because in his vision, in the jnani's vision, the world is mithya. Now, the sattva buddhi is replaced by mithyatva buddhi. And therefore, if at all it has relevance or importance, it has got only an ad hoc importance. Like for example, seeing a movie. At the time of watching the movie, it may have some relevance. It may even generate some emotions. And you allow yourself for the generation of emotions. For how long? Maybe as long as the movie lasts. And maybe for some more time. The moment a person comes out of the theater, it loses its importance because we know it is a movie. It does not mean because of your mithyatva buddhi, you don't have emotions. We have to be careful. You have all the navarasas. You may enjoy, no problem. Similarly, a jivan mukta also may go through all emotions, like the movie emotions, but they are all ad hoc. They are not carried forward. No hangover. Therefore, prapanchaha vishmrita prayaha. While the others are all traumatized by the experience and they don't forget the experience. They repeatedly dwell upon that experience and cry. Whereas a jivan mukta does not have that problem. Vishmrita prayaha, as good as forgotten. Saha jivan muktaha uchyate. Such a person is called jivan mukta. Sloka 429.
Leena dhirapi jagarthi yo jagrat dharma varjitaha bodo nirvasana nirvasano yasya సజీవన్ ముక్త ఇష్యతే. యాక్చువల్లీ దర్ ఇస్ సమ్ స్మాల్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ సమ్ బుక్స్ ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ పాద. ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి యో జాగ్రత్ ధర్మ ధర్మ యో జాగ్రత్ ధర్మ వర్జిత ఆర్ జాగ్రత్ ధర్మ వివర్జిత, బోత్ ఆర్ ఫైన్, బట్ స్వామీజీ హీ ప్రిఫర్స్ యో జాగ్రత్ ధర్మ వర్జిత బికాస్ ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ లైన్ సహ ఇస్ దేర్ అండ్ సో యహ సహ. సో యో జాగ్రత్ ధర్మ వర్జిత యహ జాగ్రత్ ధర్మ వర్జిత సో హియర్ సహ అండ్ యహ. సో సహ లుక్స్ టు బి ఎ బెటర్ రీడింగ్. సో హియర్ శంకరాచార్య గివ్స్ ఎ టెక్నికల్ డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ జీవన్ ముక్త. లీన దీహి అపి జాగర్తి. దిస్ జీవన్ ముక్త ఈస్ వెరీ మచ్ అవేక్, అట్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్ హిస్ మైండ్ ఈస్ రిసాల్వ్డ్. లీన దీహి, హీ హ్యాస్ రిసాల్వ్డ్ ఆర్ డిసాల్వ్డ్ హిస్ మైండ్. హీ ఈస్ అవేక్ ఆల్సో బట్ హీ హ్యాస్ డిసాల్వ్డ్ హిస్ మైండ్. He is a puzzle to be solved actually, because normally when the mind is resolved, we are in what avastha? We are in sushupti avastha, deep sleep. Sushupti avastha is called layaha, because the mind is resolved. So if the mind is resolved, there is no waking. And if there is waking, mind is not resolved. But Shankaracharya says, wise person is awake, and at the same time, his mind is resolved. Then how to solve this riddle? For which we say, resolution or dissolution or destruction of a thing can be done in two different ways. We have talked about this earlier also. For example, if you take the pot, a pot can be destroyed in two different ways. One type of destruction is known to all. Just to take the pot and throw it down or break it, physically the pot disintegrates and gets destroyed. But we talk about another type of destruction which is purely caused by understanding. That is called cognitive destruction. Caused by what? Caused by knowledge. So by analyzing the pot, we come to know there was not pot before at all, there is no pot now, and there will be never a pot also. What is there is nothing but clay. And when clay is given a particular form, we choose to call it by a new name, pot. So pot is only a nama. There is no substance called pot. And this is destruction through falsification. Destruction by removing the substantiality. In Vedanta, we destroy everything except Brahman. Purely by what? Purely by knowledge. How? By removing the substantiality. By removing the world to Vacharambanam Vicharo Namadeyam. Vicharo Namadeyam, it is nothing but a word. Jnani does not resolve the mind or destroy it by going to sleep or samadhi state. It is done by, I call it, unintelligent people. They think mind is a problem and so they resolve it. How? By sitting in a corner and make the mind not to work. So they resolve the mind by samadhi or sleep or drink or drugs. But Vedantin never destroys the mind going to any of those things. But retaining the mind, the Vedantin understands that mind is also nothing but Brahman, the substance. There is no mind other than Brahman. And this person who has destroyed the pot by knowledge, what is the advantage for him? When he destroyed the pot by knowledge, he can continue to use the pot, whereas the other person who destroyed it, he cannot use it, and that is of no use to him. The jnani continues to use the pot, but all the time saying there is no pot. He uses the pot all the time, saying all the time there is no pot. Similarly, the jnani uses the mind, beautiful mind, loving mind, compassionate mind, generous mind, peaceful mind, He uses that mind, but never resolves it by sitting in one place. Pashyan, Shrinvan, Prishan, Jigran, he does all the vivaharas. He says there is no mind. Mind has been resolved into what? Into Brahman. So, Lina Dhihi, the one who has resolved the mind, Dhihi here, this is the mind, resolves the mind in Brahman by wisdom, keeps himself awake. That means he uses the mind. And Jagrat Dharma Varjitaha, even though he is awake and uses the mind, he does not have the samsara caused by the mind, unlike other people. The others, they keep the mind in transaction. Every transaction is a headache. So Jagrat Dharma is samsara, caused by what? By the waking mind. So the samsara caused by the waking mind, that is not there because mind by itself is not a problem. If mind is a problem, then one has to destroy it. Not only that, jnanis also will have a problem because he has got also a wonderful mind, compassionate mind, loving mind. Generosity is there. Therefore, mind itself is not a problem, but only an unenlightened mind is the problem. So, ashantasya mano bharaha. When there is no shanti, ashantasya manaha, the mind is bharaha, is only a burden. And an enlightened mind is lightened mind. Enlightened mind is lightened mind, it is light. As the saying goes, a fit shoe is a blessing. If you have a shoe, if the shoe fits very well, a fit shoe is a blessing. But an unfit shoe is terrible. Therefore, shoe itself is not a problem. Whether it is fit or unfit, that is the problem. Similarly, an enlightened mind is a blessing. And an ignorant mind is a curse. So, Jagrat Dharma Varjita. Like all the yogis, in yoga philosophy, the mind has to be resolved for happiness. There is a difference between actually yoga and Vedanta. This also we have seen many times earlier. Yoga requires samadhi for peace of mind. Whereas Vedanta requires only wisdom for peace of mind. Therefore, Vedanta allows transaction. And since he transacts, perception continues. He is transacting in the practical world. Perception continues. And what type of perception he has? Bodaha. Every perception, every cognition. Nirvasanaha. They do not generate any vasana in the form of raga dvesha vasanas. So even though all these perceptions take place, they don't create any vasana, any bondage, any binding in the form of raga dvesha. A perception becomes a problem which generates either raga or dvesha because once it generates raga or dvesha, that object occupies your mind. That is why Shankaracharya said in Upadesha Panchakam, Audasinyam abhityatam janakrupa naishturyam utsrujyatam. In the Sadhana Panchakam, people, they can refer to those lectures in Upadesha Panchakam. So, when you have a perception without raga or dvesha, that is called audasinyam. You perceive the object, but you do not allow it to sit and crush your head. So, nirvasanaha, saha, jivan mukta ishyate. Such a person is called a jivan mukta. Shloka 430. Shanta samsara kalanaha kalavana pinishkalaha yasya chittam vinishchintam sajivan mukta ishyate. Shanta samsara kalanaha. This is a person in whom the disturbances of samsara have subdued. Kalanam. Kalanam means disturbances, impurities, all of them. They are all these people, they are all shantaha. Like a lake in which the waves have subsided, like a shanta samudraha. The Pacific Ocean is called the shanta samudraha. Why it is called the shanta samudraha compared to other oceans actually? Because the Pacific Ocean is very deep. The deepest place is about 30,000 feet deep. That means what? Even the entire Mount Everest could be submerged in that location. Deeper it is, more shanti it will have. Similarly, this jnani has got a deep wisdom, and so all disturbances are quietened in his mind. And kalavan api nishkalaha. It is actually a pun in the language. Kalavan. The word kala has two meanings. One is division. Kala means division. And kalavan means from the standpoint of body-mind complex, from vyavaharika angle, from the ego angle, he has got division, like hands, the legs, the head, all those things. And the second meaning of kala is art. That's another meaning that we all know. So kalavan is a learned person or a skilled person. Skilled in painting, in music, in dance. There are actually 64 arts are enumerated in our scriptures. He knows all of them. But from his own standpoint of his real nature, nishkalam brahma he is. Nishkalaha means divisionless. Without knowledge, because knowledge is from the standpoint of buddhi only, nishkalaha, he is divisionless without knowledge. Because knowledge is from the standpoint of buddhi only, atma drishtya, he cannot be called a jnani also. He has said this many times earlier. From the standpoint of Brahman, he cannot be called a jnani also. That I am a Brahmajnani is also from the standpoint of what? Pramatha, ahankaraha, ahankaraha only. As Atma or Brahman, I am not even Brahmajnani. In Manisha Panchakam, actually Shankaracharya he writes, Yasmin nitya sukam budau galitadhihi brahmaivana brahma vidhim yakkaschit sa surendra vandita pado nunam manisha mamam. A jnani, he does not claim I am a jnani also. I am Brahman. So nishkalaha is nidjnanaha. And because of this reason, yasya chittam vinichittam. Yasya chittam vinichittam. In some books, actually, this also, there is a small difference, but in some books, vinischittam is there. Swamiji, actually, he prefers this reading, vinischintam, because chinta rahita, vinischintam means chinta rahitam, so vigataha nischayena chintaha, or visheshena nirgataha chintaha, esmat tat. So that mind from which all the chintas are gone. Vini means without. Chinta. Chinta means worry. So Vini Chinta means without worry. Worryless. There is a beautiful shloka, it seems, that says, Chita Chinta Dvayor Madhye Chinta Eva Gariyasi Chita Dahati Nirjivam Chinta Jivayutam Vapuhu. What a beautiful shloka. It says, Chita means the cremation fire. The fire used to cremate a person. And chinta means worry. And what this shloka says, both of them, they burn the body. Chinta also, cremation fire also burns. The chinta worry also burn the body. But of these two worries, which is more powerful? Worry is much more powerful fire, because worry burns even a live body. Whereas cremation burns only a dead body. Therefore, this person is free from this fire called worry. This worry fire, he is free from that. Yes, yes, aha, jivan mukta ishyate. Continuing, sloka 431. Vartamane pidehesmin chayavat anuvartini ahanta mamata bhavaha jivan muktasya lakshanam.
So even after jnana, the physical body will continue for some time because of what? Because of prarabdha karma. And where will be this body? Wherever the jnani goes, the body will go with him. So, asmin vartamane dehe. This body continues to survive and anuvartini. Unlike other things, you know, some things what they will do, you can leave them at home and then come, for example, you come to the, you know, some, leave other family members, we can leave at home and go somewhere. Other objects, sometimes people may forget the cell phone, anything. Can we say for coming to the lecture or to any other place, I need only my mind and buddhi, you know, the sukshma shariram only is needed, subtle body, and leave the physical body at home, grass body at home, we can never do that. So, anuvartini, the body comes, like what? Chayavata. Chaya means like a shadow. And in that surviving body, in that pursuing body, ahanta, mamata, abhavaha. Jnani does not have the I notion, ahanta, nor the my notion, mamata, abhavaha. He doesn't have. He does not say, I am the body. He does not say, body is mine. Both. Both are not there for him. Then how does he look at the body? As an integral part of the anatma prapancha. That is how a jnani looks at the body, as an integral part of the anatma prapancha. It has come out of the prapancha, the panchabhutas, and after perhaps dancing for some time, it has to go back to the panchabhutas only. If at all, it is a property. It is a property of whom? Of the Lord. I am only a trustee. The trustee cannot be the beneficiary from the trust. For all non-profit, all those corporations, a trustee can never be a beneficiary. It should be for the benefit of the public. Loka sangrahartam karovi. Iti. So, ahanta, mamata, abhavaha. Again, we have to be very careful. Should not be taken as bhavaha. So, abhavaha. The one who does not have ahankara and mamakara with respect to his own body. He is a jivan mukta. And that is the definition of a jivan mukta, jivan muktasya lakshanam. So, Shankaracharya, he elaborately discusses from sloka 417 to 470, if you remember. So, whatever is the characteristics of yasthira prajna, namely the jivan muktasya lakshanam. That should be the goal of a sadhaka. For a jivan mukta, of course, it's all spontaneous. This should be the goal, how a jivan mukta will be. That lakshanam should be the goal for a sadhaka. Because we are talking about vididhyasanam topic. Sloka 432.
Atitananusandhanam bhavishyada vicharanam audasinyam api prapte jivan muktasya lakshanam.
What is the attitude of a jivan mukta towards the past and the future? That is the question. We all have a past. We are not talking about the past janmas here. We are only the immediate past. Even though past janmas are there, fortunately, they are not known to us. Because the Lord knows that we are not able to handle even the immediate past. If you remember the Purva Janma also, Purva Janma Sambandha, it will be a Mahabharam, a great burden. So, when we talk about the past here, we talk about the past of the present life only. The past by itself is neither good or bad. It all depends on how we utilize our past. It can be used to gain maturity, or it can be used to generate guilt, all kinds of mental disturbances based on the mistakes we have done in the past. Taittiriya Upanishad says, Kimahagum saduna karavam, kimaham papamakaravam iti.
why I did such an action, why I did not do such an action. We call them omissions and commissions based guilt. It can be the biggest burden, commission, all those things. If past is used to create guilt in the mind, then past becomes a curse. And not only it becomes a curse, it becomes a big burden, an obstacle for future journey. For example, like a huge heavy ball tied to each of the legs. How can a person walk with the ball tied to the leg? One ball is omission-based worry and the other ball is commission-based guilt. How can we walk? So in such cases, the past becomes a retarding force. But if I can utilize the very same past for learning from my mistakes, we may call it experience or as polishing my personality. And Swami Chinmayanandaji says, if you want to shine a knife, for example, polish a knife, what we have to do? We have to rub it against not a soft surface, but against a very rough, rugged surface. So we can take the past pains as rugged surface. Therefore, Sthirapragna is one for whom past does not have a retarding force, but the past is only promoting catalyst because it has led to his maturity. Scientist himself, Edison, who invented the light bulb, he did the experiment 900 or 1000 times it seems. And they asked him why he did so many times. It seems, aren't you bored or tired of doing so many experiments to get this invention? He said, I have learned 900 times of how not to make a bulb. So there is a change in bhavana. It is not a burden at all. So for a Sthirapragna, past is a blessing. In the same way, future also is neither good nor bad. But future can be a big problem depending on, again, how we look at it. It can be a cause for anxiety because we want the future to happen in a particular way only, the way I want. So the moment one is extremely particular about the future, that causes anxiety. Our future can be used to plan in the present appropriately. That is the other alternative. Then future has got a positive effect on the present. So past can produce a positive effect in the form of maturity, and future can produce a positive effect in the form of intelligent planning. Similarly, past can produce negative effect in the form of guilt and future in the form of anxiety. And how to use the past and present depends on whom? Ourselves only. Therefore, as a Jivan Mukta Lakshanam, he says, Atita Ananusandhanam. A Jivan Mukta, he forgets his past, never allows his past to be a burden on his mind. And the problem is, even if we are ready to forget, the other people, they will keep on saying, oh, you did that, you said like this that day. Even after 40, 50 years, they will remember what you said on that day and still keep on telling. So people may remind. In spite of it, we should learn to forget. Therefore, atita ananusandhanam. Anusandhanam means brooding over the past. And ananusandhanam means not brooding over the past. Similarly, bhavishyat avicharanam. Vichara means entertaining anxiety. Avicharanam means not entertaining anxiety with respect to future. Bhavishyat means future. And audasinyam api praptam. Praptam is also one reading. Prapte is also another reading. Both readings are there. Swamiji actually, he prefers prapte. So vartamana kala. That is the present. Vartamana kala is the present. With respect to the present also, the jnani does not have over raga or dvesha. because whether past and future, whether they disturb me or not, is to a great extent determined by my attitude towards the present. Whether past and future they disturb me or not depends greatly on my attitude towards the present. Because after all, what is past? Past is nothing but what which was present in the past, that which was present in the past. And what is future? It is nothing but what is going to be present in the future. Therefore, if you do not have an appropriate attitude towards the present, we certainly will not have the appropriate attitude towards the past and future also. Therefore, one cannot try to change the attitude towards past and future. Without changing the attitude towards the present, one cannot try to do that. And what is the change of attitude? Avoid too much of raga or dvesha with respect to any condition in the present. If everything is fine, don't be over attached towards that. Shankaracharya, he said actually in Vajagovindam, Makuru Dhanajana Yavvana Garvam Harati Nimeshat Kala Sarvam. If one is over attached to the present favorable conditions, then one will be worried about the future. How? The nice condition should continue, it should not go away. He is so worried. As Swamiji says, first one wants status. Everybody wants a status. And having gained status, what they want? They want quo. Status quo, they want. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the concept of drishti. You know, the drishti is, the casting an evil eye and all kind of thing, So people think normally when someone congratulates you or someone congratulates us, we got something very favorable. We like it. Somebody, and at the same time we are worried. Maybe some drishti might come to us, which is a typical case of what? Attachment to the present. We will keep on brooding over the anxiety that it may go away. So therefore never have raga or dvesha. And this neutralization of raga dvesha, that is called audasinyam. Literally means, actually audasinyam literally means indifference. Neutral attitude. And indifference in English actually is used in a negative sense generally. But here we have to understand it as absence of raga and dvesha. And when we say absence of raga and dvesha, again we should remember, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, raga dvesha can never be avoided. Because everyone wants to be healthy, that is raga. And no one wants to be sick, that is dvesha. So it is very, very natural and it is universal, raga dvesha. Indriyasya, indriyasya artem, raga dvesha vyavastitav, tayorna vashamagachete, tauhyasyam, paripantina, third chapter. So therefore, whenever we say absence of raga or dvesha, it is absence of binding raga-dvesha, not just raga-dvesha, binding raga-dvesha. Even if raga-dveshas are there, they are converted to what? They are converted to preferences. I would like to be healthy throughout the life. That is my preference. But how do I know what is my prarabdha? I don't know. Prarabdha may get crashed. Therefore, if Lord's will and prarabdha are different, I am going to be prepared for that also. Even though my preference is to be healthy, but if Lord's will and my prarabdha are different, I am going to be prepared. Similarly, I would like my family members to be healthy and around. Natural preference for everybody, nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, as they say, hope for the best and be prepared for the worst. That is audasinyam. Have preferences but not needs. This is called the Jivan Muktasya Lakshanam. Sloka 433. Gunadosha vishishtesmin svabhavena vilakshanem sarvatra samadarshitvam Jivan Muktasya Lakshanam. So jnani or asthira prajna, he has got such an attitude towards the world and the present because he knows that the creation is a pair of opposites, dvandva. In the Gita, Lord
repeatedly he uses the word dvandvair vimuktaha nirdvandvaha dvandvatitaha. Dvandva means pairs of opposites. And what is the main pair of opposites? Guna and dosha. Anything in the creation has got advantage and disadvantage. And they are equal number. And the basic advantage and disadvantage is this. What is that? Let us assume, for example, that a thing has got all the advantages only, hypothetically. For sake of argument, they have got only advantages. All pluses only. Then there is one basic disadvantage, that object with all pluses, being bound by time, it is subject to loss. Then that object will create more pain when it is lost. So more the number of positives, so the pain also is going to be more when it is lost. So guna dosha visishtam idam jagate. And therefore, when they are available, enjoy them. Nothing wrong. And learn to accept their departure also if they are gone. Similarly, enjoy their absence. Some of them are enjoyable when they are absent, for example. If some people come home, we are happy. If some others don't come, we are happy. So, or if they come and if they leave, we are happy. So, enjoy their absence and also accept their arrival, both. This is healthy living. So, guna dosha visishtam jagate. And swabhavena vilakshane. In the world, every object is different from every other object. It is a world of plurality. No two things will be alike. No two fingerprints will be alike. Different people have different raga, dvesha. So we have to learn to survive in spite of differences. So swabhavena vilakshane. So naturally, everything is different from everything else. And in all of them, sarvatra sama darshitvam. The wise person, he sees that there is only one thing that is uniform in all of them. To accept the difference, we should stand upon the non-difference, the abhedam. Then only we will be able to accept the plurality. To enjoy the changes, once our feet should be on a changeless substratum. Only when we hold on to the changeless, we can enjoy the changing world. Even in relationships, all the other relationships come and go. If you have to enjoy that, you should have at least one relationship that is steady and that is trustworthy. If at all, if all relations are problems, then we will go mad, really. That is why in religion, they say, have a God as your basic relation, who is trustworthy, who is reliable, who is unchanging. That you accept all the change, then you will be able to accept all the changing relations. Similarly, Jnani is able to enjoy the changing universe. Because his feet, they are rooted on the changeless reality. And so, sarvatra sama darshitvam. He has got the vision of the uniform, the inherent. What is the inherent one? Brahman. It is the changeless thread. How does Brahman pervade the universe? Yes, 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 yaiva spuranam sadatmakam. If you remember, Dakshinamurti Stotram, in the form of Sadrupena, in the form of the very existence, and among the living beings, in the form of Chaitanya, in all the other things, in the form of Sadrupena, as the very existence, and in the living beings, in the form of Chaitanyam, Satchit Rupena, Sarvatra, Anuvartamanam, Samadarshitvam, in the form of Satchit, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Kavi Hastini Sunichaiva Swapakecha Panditaha Samadarshinaha. They don't find any difference in all of them. Even though in the in this
in the Nama-Rupa angle, they will recognize the difference. That is, when a big elephant comes in front, they will run. They will not say, oh, that is also Brahman, I am also Brahman. They won't stay. Actually, there is a story, you know. There was this elephant coming on a procession, and there was this Mahu. He was sitting on the elephant, or conducting the elephant. And this guy, the Brahmajnani, the so-called Jnani, he was standing there and he was telling, oh, this is also Brahman, I am also Brahman. Whereas the Mahu told him, get out, run away. This guy didn't run. Then when he was stamped by the elephant, and when Yamadharma Raja asked him the question, then he tells him, oh, I am also Brahman, that is also Brahman, how this can kill me? Then he said that Mahut also is a Brahman, he told you to run away, why did you not listen to him? So that same, even though he can recognize the differences in the Vyavaharika plane, he knows Samadarshitvam. That is called Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam Yadkincha Jagat Jagat Jagatyam Jagat. That actually in the Ishavasyam Upanishad you have seen all that. So Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam Yadkincha Jagatyam Jagatyam. That vision of Ishvara should never be lost any time, lost in sight. And in and through all relations, that vision should be seen. And if that is done, Tena Taktena Bunjitaha. Only through that vision, one will protect oneself from all calamities of life. The only protection is that Samadarshitvam Ishvara Darshanam. Not through the physical eye, one has to be again careful. Ishvara Darshanam is not through the physical eye, Samadarshitvam, but through wisdom. Through the eye of wisdom. Jivan Muktasya Lakshanam. We will continue with the next shloka in the next webinar. वेदादौ स्वरप्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः सस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु नारायणः।